If you have young children listening tonight, you may want to turn down the radio for this next story that deals graphically with sexual assault. Anecdotal stories of date rape drugs being slipped into bargoers' drinks have been circulating around Juneau. Juneau police and an advocacy agency haven't flagged a clear trend yet, but it only takes a second for a sexual predator to turn your night and your world upside down. KTOO's Trip Krause has more.
Anyone can be a target of sexual assault. It happened to Mary Spain. 31-year-old Spain lives in Gustavus, but occasionally visits Juneau. She went out downtown with a friend one weekend in November. She bought one drink, her first of the night.
After I had drank that drink, I ended up becoming very sick. And I remember in the bathroom, throwing up, you know what I mean? And there was a man in there helping, I guess.
Spain couldn't control what was going on. She says at about midnight, someone led her outside. The next thing she remembers is walking into her friend's downtown apartment. 6.5 hours later.
And when I went to take a shower later, I could tell that I was extremely sore, and but extremely cleaned up. It's weird. It's almost as if I was cleaned up afterwards, you know, very roughly.
Spain said she checked her pants and personal items for evidence of what happened, but there was nothing. She went to the hospital and tested positive for the date rape drug, Rohypnol, or roofies.
And I also tested positive for chlamydia, which I know I did not have before because I had a steady partner and did not report it to the authorities. I did not report it to the bar. I was very minimal in details at what I told the hospital too.
The Juneau Police Department estimates they've received about 28 reports of sexual assault this year. The count varies a lot from year to year, and they're likely underreported because it's so personal.
I was just afraid that police were going to be involved, and then, you know, because the tests they already had to do on me were very intrusive, and that was a lot to have to deal with after the whole situation. So, I should have told them. I should have reported it, but I didn't.
For people afraid to go to the police or the hospital, AWARE offers similar services, counseling, and guidance. Swarupa Toth of AWARE is part of an interagency sexual assault response team. It's about 5 people with expertise in survivor advocacy, law enforcement, prosecution, and medical care.
And our commitment is to make a victim-survivor focused group of people so that we come together at one time and allow that person to work with this as a trained team so that it'll be as less traumatizing as possible, because telling your experience right after you've had the experience is worse than a nightmare.
The team responds 24/7, ideally within 20 to 40 minutes of someone showing up to the hospital. When you're out, Juneau Police, AWARE, and other groups offer these tips. Take your drinks with you or make sure someone is watching your table. Don't accept drinks from someone you don't know or isn't a server. And develop an exit plan for the end of the night and travel in groups.
Yeah, I like pack mentality.
Yeah.
I say travel in a pack. You're safer. You can keep in mind that if a person is being predacious, if they're preying on a group, they're looking for someone who's vulnerable, just like hunting. Mm.
Mary Spain wants others to learn from her story.
I just want anyone to know that if they are in that situation, to please not close up. It might feel like you've been completely just violated and nothing in the world matters anymore. But I promise it'll get better. I promise. You just need to let it out.
Spain says she's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and has been in counseling since her experience. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.